This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado veteran has been trying to evacuate two interpreters he worked with during his time in Afghanistan. He spoke with CPR's Paulo Shalceda.
John Garvin was deployed to Afghanistan in 2009 as an Army intelligence officer. When the country fell to the Taliban last week, he contacted two Afghani interpreters he knew trying to evacuate the country. One of them has an American green card and was able to escape to an Air Force base in Germany. The other remains trapped in Afghanistan with his wife and two kids. Garvin says officials aren't communicating with citizens enough.
But it's just a colossal black hole of information right now. You know, we send it in, and then it's just radio silence after that.
Garvin has been working with people at the State Department and Representative Jason Crow's office to assist the interpreters. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
The effort to create a permanent camping area for unhoused people near Durango is being taken over by La Plata County. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The city does have an authorized camping area. It was set up several years ago as a temporary solution, but no permanent site has ever been identified. Now the Durango Herald reports the county is stepping in. La Plata's county manager told commissioners that staff have not found a better year-round location yet. According to the Herald, both campers and the city favor making the temporary site permanent, but the county is concerned about issues like safety and sanitation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Denver is at 90 degrees and partly cloudy, with a slight chance of rain going into this evening. Lots to come right here.